Now, if you've ever been caught without a corkscrew and a very nice bottle of wine, we may have the answer for you. This is the kitchen science you need to hear. We had this question from Ian Keeling.
I recently saw a video which a friend of mine uploaded to YouTube, and what it shows is someone holding a bottle of wine in a trainer and bashing it hard against the wall until eventually the cork comes out. How does this happen? Is it simply the pressure in the bottle acting on the cork which eventually forces it out, or perhaps something more interesting is happening?
Well, in the name of science, we've got Dave and Diana now outside getting really rather cold. It's certainly not champagne weather, is it, Diana? But they're going to try and find out what's going on for us. Diana?
No, we're out here in the BBC car park. It's pretty cold. But Dave's here braving it in a T-shirt, and he has a wine bottle and a bit of newspaper, and we're going to answer this question. So, Dave, what are we going to do?
Well, I've got a bottle of wine. It's got a nice cork in it. I've taken off all the wrapping and all the labels so we can see what's going on. And now I've seen this on YouTube. I had to look it up, and it seems to work. So what they were doing was they're getting a wall, something solid. We've got a metal girder here, and then they were using a shoe to protect the wine bottle from the wall. Newspaper sort of folded up, so it's about a centimetre thick, seems to work as well. So what it seems to involve, it doesn't work if you bash the wine bottle straight down onto the floor.
So it has to be against the wall.
Has to be against the wall. I'm putting a newspaper up against the wall and lining up the bottle against it, and then essentially hit it dead straight into the newspaper.
OK, off you go. That's a good noise. OK, so the bottle is getting bashed against the newspaper on the wall there, and we're getting a sort of cloudy, bubbly mix at the cork end of the bottle. So what's going on there?
Well, I think this is really important for what's going on. To work out what's going on, I videoed this a couple of days ago in my garden with a high-speed camera, as you do. And there's a lovely video of this on the website at nakedscience.com/kitchenscience. And what you can see is as the bottle moves forward, because the wine sort of gets left behind, the bubble gets pushed right to the front. So you've got the bubble at the front of the bottle and wine all the way to the back.
The front of the bottle being the base.
Yes, because it's horizontal and you're hitting it base first against the wall. And then when the bottle hits the wall, you've got all this wine moving quite fast towards the wall. It's actually only as if you dropped it sort of 10 centimetres, not too fast. And then that wants to carry on going, so it wants to squash the bubble at the front. And this produces a very, very low pressure at the back. And for a millisecond, you can see a bubble forming. It's got a cavity at the back, in the neck of the bottle, right next to the cork. And then this is actually only filled with water vapour, and then that rapidly collapses. So the wine is then pulled back by this collapsing cavitation bubble and pushed back by the high-pressure bubble at the front of the wine bottle. And so the wine slams backwards and slams into the cork.
OK, so because this cavitation bubble collapses, it makes the wine thrust towards the cork really hard, and this should push the cork out, shouldn't it?
That's right. I'll give it a couple more bashes and see if we get it to do anything at all.
OK. Here we go. Oh, something's happening. Oh, there it goes. Right, we've got at least 6 millimetres of cork out there. That's quite impressive.
It is. It makes a horrible noise, so we'll leave it. It should come out at least a third of the cork out, and then with our teeth you can get it out. This cavitation thing is very important in real life, particularly if you're designing a propeller. Because if you get these cavitation bubbles due to very low pressure around a propeller, they can then collapse and they're incredibly violent. They can actually blow lumps out of a propeller and cause it to pit and actually eventually cause blades to fall off.
So I suppose the key is to design your propeller to be extra tough.
Or the idea is not to produce a cavitation at all in the first place. It's a lot cheaper that way.
I've heard that actually you get cavitation in your joints as well. When you snap them, you hear them crack. That's actually a cavitation bubble sort of imploding.
Yeah, apparently at least one of the cracks, the really nasty cracks you can hear, is that cavitation bubble collapsing.
But anyway, back to the studio. Chris.
Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, Dave Ansell. If you want to look up the results of that, there's a video online, nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, to take a look.